Okay, I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room. It's 10 minutes till. So, so we talked about it, but I don't know what we're going to do about it. So here we go. Be honest this morning. You know, this is the year of being awkward. And so I'm going to ask you to do something that's kind of scary. If you were going on vacation, would you be more excited than if you had come to church? If so, raise your hand. Only a few liars out there, the rest of us. And now the other question is, if you raised your hand, did you feel just a little bit guilty about that? I think sometimes we, and what excited about vacation, even more excited than about coming to church. And what if I told you that the way we can get holiness blows your mind, right? Because that's not how we think of holiness. Holiness produces guilt. It doesn't relieve guilt. Because we basically got two images of holiness, right? You're a guy, you got a bald head. And if you're a woman, you got a weird hat. And you all wear these horse. You know, you spend your day in prayer. You get up at 3 a.m. to pray. And you either hoe in the garden or you teach gang members in school. You know, it's just not the kind of life that most of holiness is. People who are self-righteous, who, you know, they don't say the words we do when we stub our toe and do the things we do when people cut us off in traffic. You know, they're different from us. They don't like women's skirts that are too long. They don't even like alcohol when it's just right. They just don't like the things that we like. It's the people who make us feel guilty for enjoying vacation, those self-righteous people. But what if holiness, ill-fitting garment that we're trying to force on ourselves? What if instead, what if holiness was something very different than this picture that we have in our minds? I believe that what the Scripture teaches us is that holiness is what happens when God shows up, when heaven meets earth. In those places in our lives where we expect that to happen. You know, in the Old Testament, sometimes when God showed up, it was this huge moment. You know, like on Mount Sinai where there was this dark cloud and there was thunder and there were trumpets and the whole mountain shook. Or when they dedicated the temple and this cloud covered the temple and it was so thick that people couldn't get up. But most of the time when God showed up, it was really pretty ordinary and mundane. Some strangers who were looking for a meal and it turned out to be God. Moses talked to this bush and it turned out to be God. Balaam talked to a donkey who talked back, and it turned out to be God, which is a pretty good disguise. God shows up in moments. And you know, we have places where we expect God. You know, those places like church, and especially, you know, when I'm preaching, we expect God to show up, right? I mean, right? This is where God is. This is camp. We expect God to show up. We go to these old cathedrals that have stained glass and candles. God's going to show up. And we have these times when we think God is going to show up, when we read our Bible, when we pray, when I preach, right? Right, okay, now you're getting the idea. So we have God to show up. But what about all the rest of the time? How much time do you spend in your car driving? Thankfully, I'm not there. I just lay awake and wonder where they are. But you spend doing those things that are not on the holy list. How many places do we go that are not on that list? You know, if you go to Walmart, or if you go to the Kroger, or you go to work. Now, if you go to Dairy Queen, you have that Butterfinger. That's where it's at. But we have, you know, if you think about it, we spend 95% of our lives in places and doing things that are not on the holy list. And so if that's the only place where holiness happens, those places more than we do the things on the holy list. Are we terrible people? Every place and every moment is holy. What if God is present every place we go just as much as He is here? Every encounter, every conversation, everything we do, God is present. You know, in the Old Testament, there is no in the Hebrew worldview, there was no separation between things that were holy and things that were consecrated. Everything was sacred until it was misused. God was present at every moment. If you ask Jesus what holiness looks like, if you ask him about, you know, how's your spiritual life, he would say, what do you mean? Life is spiritual. Every moment, every place. If you look at him, everything was present. In the wind that blew in the trees, in the water that he tasted from the well, in the birds that flew in the sky. Everything to him was a reminder of God's presence. Sheep and seed, sparrows, payday, everything reminded him that God was present. Jesus knew that God always shows up. Every step and in every moment of our lives. That's how he lived. Every person he met, every situation he stepped into, that's what holiness is. It's not this set of rules. It's not this legalism. It's not this sterile, bare, green, and flourishing. In Ezekiel chapter 36, God speaks to the mountains, and he speaks to the hills and the ravines and the valleys, and he calls forth life out of them, because that's what his name, and he says that establishing this sense of fullness in their lives. He says, I'm going to take that heart of stone out of you, because that's what they had done to holiness. They had made life lifeless. They had made barren and hard and legalistic. And God said, that's not at all what I intended. So that this lives in you. So that there's something vital and dynamic and real among you. My desire is for me to show up and you to be part of that moment. To be part of what he's doing in all those encounters and events and moments of our lives. So that everything is holy and nothing's hearts of flesh. To take away that sense of following Jesus being some rule or some lift in us. And he invites us into this flourishing, green garment of holiness that fits us the way we were intended to be. To expect to believe that heaven meets earth in every moment and at every encounter. If you have the app, and I am stretched beyond my technological limits here to tell you how this happens, but miraculously, if you have the app on your phone, you're going to be, there's several things I was supposed to say, but I don't remember any of them. Turned on. That was part of it. So if you have a question, Megan knows everything. So Laura knows everything about some stuff. Megan knows everything about some other stuff. So either one of them. Somehow you turn the notification on, but every day to look for God in those ordinary, mundane, common moments of our life. If you don't have the app, or if you're, if you get it on the app, you get surprised every day. If you get the piece of paper, they're all listed there. So whichever works for you. But the point is to remind us that God, he invites us into this holiness so that our vacation is just as holy as church. So that's a holy moment. Well, I got holy socks. That's why I go to Walmart to get socks. But mowing the grass, or we're washing the dishes, or we're driving down the road, or we're trying to get the kids in bed. All of those are holy, sacred moments. Any one of them. This one right here is a holy moment. God is present. Heaven meets earth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are present. That Jesus, that you are pursuing us relentlessly. Forgive us, Father, for letting our hearts be hard and missing your presence. Our lifeless. You invite us. You offer us a heart of flesh to experience your presence. You don't give up on us, but that you find us. In this moment, find us. Remind us through this day, relentlessly showing up with us. In Jesus' name, amen.